You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League. Scott Bogman, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Me, Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh and Instagram at IsItTheWelsh. I have spent every day this week out at the Arizona Fall League. Every single day, sometimes even
hey
into
there,
the
muscly
night.
Arm.
I, dude, I know all the young dudes. I just put out a tweet earlier. I had my banter interaction with the San Diego Padres Twitter account. They like to they get on me because I put out a lot of tweets about Padres guys that are near me, and we went back and forth because Luis Urias has been awesome, and they have this 18-year-old kid Andres Munoz, and he was throwing 100. And Luis Urias hit a triple today, and he was retweeting that. But I am I'm almost exhausted out from baseball, but not quite. So it's actually good to talk about a little bit of football, except there's only one thing that's worse than anything, and I bet every listener has to feel the same way. Have you ever been so sick of one of the most important topics we've had probably in 10 years in fantasy and potentially losing the number one running back in the game in Ezekiel Elliott? Have you ever been more sick of the news than just how stupid it is?
The only time I was more sick of the news was with Bell, the suspension with Bell, and Ben getting his suspension because that's my team. You know?
So you're just saying like all the Steeler-related things?
Yeah, all the Steeler-related things. Like
Neil O'Donnell?
It's that stuff where don't say that name.
Like with the picks, Neil O'Donnell? Four picks, right?
That's Beetlejuice. That's
okay.
Anyway.
Didn't you tell me Neil O'Donnell's the only actual athlete that you would physically do the like,
I don't care. No, I don't care. After two Super Bowls, you grow up. So, yeah, so I don't care about Neil O'Donnell anymore. But, no, I don't know. This is tiresome, and it's like, what's the deal? The judge is on vacation, so they suspended it, but it might go back when he comes off of vacation. Like, no, I'm sorry,
like
you gotta go to one of the countries that just got ruined by a hurricane. So I can't make this ruling. I don't get it.
I don't get any of it, but it doesn't matter because whatever ruling comes down, it's like, no, that doesn't count. This doesn't count.
Was
like,
okay, well, another appeal.
Well, what is this? Is this exhibition suspension? Like nothing counts. When's the real game? When does it actually really happen? Let's get the one that actually counts. Let's do that. Do we need to get Janet Reno? Do we need to get
Reno? It's Reno time.
I don't even know if any of these people are still alive. We need like real lawyers in here. They need to make this like a televised thing, and it's one court. It's a pay-per-view event. You know what? Let's get Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor to handle the proceedings, and stuff will get done.
We're going to do this like Game of Thrones, like they're going to have a champion.
Yes, I'm saying it's one night. MGM Grand will put the court hearings in a ring. Michael Buffer will set it up. He'll give the announcement of the ruling, and then it's done with. And we can all watch it on pay-per-view.
Can we put some other things in the ring and just watch them get eliminated, like this case? We could put the wave in there.
Oh, I like that. There could be like undercards. That's a good idea. Yeah, we just created the best idea ever. That would that would actually cure this. Not only would it be entertaining, the NFL could make a bunch of money off of it, but then we could actually have a ruling that sticks. That would be nice. That would be nice to actually know what's going on. We are going to help you try to know what's going on for week 7, plays, spreads, all that stuff.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
The Fantasy Football Black Book is now opening its pages for your business.
Is there a great team in the NFL? Every single one of these teams, to me, each one of the top teams does something well, but I think has some weaknesses in other spots. Do you think there's a great team right now in 2017?
No. I'm not so sure there's been a great team for quite a few years now. Great? As far as a team that, wow, it's one of the best of all time? No, I don't think we've had that for a few years, and I honestly don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Listen Tuesdays live, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
I like this kid Jason Tatum and how I thought he was going to be able to score right away. Does he now even get more value after this injury?
I don't think so. He looked very good. Him and Jaylen Brown look like they're going to play no matter what. But it does help because you lose Hayward. Marcus Morris is another guy that's going to get an opportunity to play. The biggest beneficiary of this is Marcus Smart.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! We back. Bogman of the Welsh in this league, inthisleague.com. Or if you just don't even want to go to the website and you want to skip some stuff, well, why don't you go on to iTunes and search In This League? You might be pleasantly surprised at all of the freaking shows you're going to find. You're going to find college football. I have my Prospect One talking about everything I was just mentioning with the Arizona Fall League. Football, basketball, baseball, all of it. Plus this show right here. You can find on demand. Listen anytime. Don't miss the podcast that we do. I'll be very disappointed if you miss them. I'll be disappointed in all of you if you don't go do that. Quick reminder of the poll that we got going on, and then we're going to get to the plays. The worst injury of all time, sports injury, Kevin Ware, 41% right now. Theismann, 24. Gordon Hayward, 22. Willis McGahee, 13. And you can find that at FNTSY Radio. That's a Twitter handle, or just search Bogman and Eyes, and you'll see the retweets on it. All right, Bogman, let's talk about Week 7 in the NFL. We do our over-unders. We do against the spread. I was 15-0 2 weeks ago. I don't know if you knew that, if you heard the news. You hear about that?
I told you he's gonna talk about it every week now. So
I was not this week. Actually, combined my wins on against the spread and the over under did not equal 15.
Well, you're still pretty good. 7-7 against spread, 6-6 over under. That's good.
Not winning any money.
I was 6-8 against the spread, but I was 9-3 on the over unders.
You killed it. Pretty good week last week. Can we get like a total on the season? Can we tally this up maybe next week? Let's see after like
you can tally it up. Yeah,
I don't want to tally it up. Fine. Someone else. Do
all it is adding and subtracting. We have all the sheets here.
Very important person. I have many leather-bound books. Yeah. And I'm sorry. My office smells of rich mahogany.
Too busy tweeting with the San Diego Padres to add up something.
I'm too busy interacting with Luis Urias and the San Diego Padres. I don't have time.
What are you doing for
stuff.
Luis Urias? Buying him cigarettes? Come on.
Yeah, he might be old enough. He might be old enough. Chew. By the way, it's very off-putting. You forget until like you're right up in front of it. You forget like, oh yeah, chew is still a thing in baseball. There was a player because I am like front row. I was sitting there and he's like 3 feet from me and he's just like, you know, is on the ground. I was like, oh, you're chewing. I forgot that's still like a thing.
Okay, yeah, it's still a thing.
Not a baseball
that's why
initiative.
I'm so fat right now. I quit chewing. So
yeah, I quit smoking. So there you go. We're not a good brand for not smoking. We're like, hey, we both quit. We're big fatties. So don't smoke, kids. All right, over unders for the week. You are rocking. Bogman will tally this up next week, and we'll have a bunch of information. If he doesn't do it, tweet at him aggressively mean things. Does that sound good?
I'll do it. Give me a break.
Let's do this. We'll do fantasy information. If you guys have questions, you can tweet at us or just call in 844-84-FNTSY. A couple good callers in hour one. We're more than welcome to. Don't be shy. We don't bite. But the first game up here is, I lost it. What is it? It is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. The Chiefs are favored by 3. The over-under is 46.5, Bogman.
I didn't know this. The Chiefs have won 12 consecutive games against AFC West opponents.
Really?
That's a lot in a row.
That is a lot.
Kansas City's coming off that loss against Pittsburgh. They're favored by 3 here. I'm going to take Kansas City in this one. Let's see, 46.5. Actually lowered to 46.
It's at 46
now? I don't
know.
You know what? Yeah, it's at 46 now. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take Kansas City, and I'm going to take the under because I don't know what the hell Jack Del Rio is doing not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch 50 times a game.
How many weeks are you going to say this, though? We spent like almost a full hour last week's radio show talking about how not good and how over I am.
I'm
going to
say it until he gets 20 carries. That's how long I'm going to say it.
So you're going to say it all season long?
All season long.
I don't know if he's getting 20 carries any point this year.
Now,
18
I
was the high
on
week one. 18 was the high
on
week
it.
One.
I mean, you got a guy coming off the broken back. You know, maybe give the running back a little bit more work. That's all I'm saying. I think he has to. They have to run in this game because Justin Houston will. He might murder Derek Carr.
Dude, they will run, but it'll be with Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington, and then maybe a little bit of Marshawn Lynch.
They didn't run. Those guys had negative yards last week.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Marshawn Lynch is the guy that runs the ball. All right, whatever. Like, what are you picking?
All right. I'll go with you. I'm going to go Kansas City in the under on this one. Amari Cooper is just the worst. We're going to talk about this probably again on the football podcast, which is coming out on Friday. But, you know, there's a legitimate conversation of happening of like, what do you do with Amari Cooper? You know, we went down that road of, can you cut him? Probably not, unless there was like this really good option, which I seriously doubt that there is, especially with the wide receivers that have gone down. But
you know what his numbers are? 16 for 146 and 1. That's an Antonio Brown good game.
Antonio Brown had more targets in one game than Amari Cooper has catches on the whole season.
16 catches, 146 yards, and 1 score. That's pathetic.
Well, he had about a third of his production, at least catch-wise, last week in week 6. So 5 catches, you know, they did their job to try to get him the ball. It just didn't work. So what's the point that they're going to give up? He's still not cuttable, like I said, unless there's a really good option. But I just still don't think I just don't see how you play him. Like, I bet there's people out there that start 3 wide receivers, have Pierre Garçon on the bench, and you should be starting Pierre Garçon 1,000 times over Amari Cooper. And there's probably, I mean, we've gone down this road, Boggs. Who would you rather start, Jeremy Curley or Amari Cooper?
Well, this week, if Robbie Anderson doesn't play, I'll start Curley.
I think it's Curley. So I'll go with that. You think revival, Kareem Hunt, rushing game at least? I mean, he continues to just put up consistent yards.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be good again. You know, one down. He's down week. He still had over 100 combined yards because he had that long catch and run. So, Kareem Hunt is still really, really good.
All right, next game. There's actually nothing yet because Winston is questionable, so they're not setting the spread. So I guess we just have to do an even pick 'em here. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. What do you think?
I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably going to play, but I don't think you lose much with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Or at least he didn't against, you know, the Cardinals have a pretty good defense, and they got up big, and Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of led a comeback a little bit last week. But Buffalo's coming off the bye week. They play pretty decent at home. I'm going to take Buffalo in this one. And how many points do you see in this game? What type of a game is this to you?
I feel like, I mean, if Kansas City Oakland is 46, I would say this is like 48, 47. Yeah. Is that about right?
Buffalo. It does. I like if that was the case, I think I'd go under.
Really?
If the line comes out. Like if Jameis winds up, they come out tomorrow, they say Jameis is playing, I would probably take the under in this one.
Okay, well, we can set a pretend line. You want to just set up a pretend 48, and then you're going to go under. I'll go over.
Mine would be 42 if I was setting a line. Who are you taking? Would you take Tampa Bay or
Buffalo? Think it's 42. I think it's 42 if Winston doesn't play.
I think it might be close to the same.
Really? I mean,
who are you taking? Buffalo?
Yeah, I'm just saying. You think Buffalo Tennessee and Cleveland? I'm going to go...
Those teams have no defense.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I'm going with you over here. I'll go Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, coming off the bye at home, I think that's pretty big here. There's no spread to deal with. I would imagine, this might be like a, this might almost be a split. Maybe Tampa favored by one if Winston's there.
Maybe.
Two? Three? Four? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll both go Buffalo.
I would still take Buffalo at home.
All right, next game, Carolina at Chicago. Carolina is a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 40.5.
Yeah, you know, I thought Carolina was getting back on track, and then they lost against Philly at home. Made Carson Wentz look pretty good. Luke Kuechly out with the concussion stuff again for the millionth time.
McCaffrey's Tariq just Cohen. A bona fide receiver at this point.
He's great in PPR for sure. Jordan Howard just running the ball down people's throats. This one's tough to pick. I'm definitely going to go over in this game. This feels like an over game. That's a low line. So I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to take Chicago in the over.
Really? You're going to go with Mitchell?
I'm going to go with Mitchell. In Mitchell,
I am
going to
go... I'm going to go... You know, I'm going to do the opposite. Or I'm going to go Carolina in the over. I thought you said the under. I'm going to go with the over. I think it can get a little bit messy here. Jordan Howard is officially back. Are you done with Tariq Cohen? It's gotten worse every single week. He's clearly out of flex option startable unless you are in a dirty, messy situation. Okay, would you rather start Tariq Cohen or Buck
Trubisky.
Allen?
I would rather start Allen. You got to see him and Trubisky develop some type of rapport. Yeah, I think that's really the thing. So until that happens, I'm going to not start Cohen. Have to start him in one of my leagues. I got nobody, but
that sucks. I think this is a decent chance, an opportunity for Cam to kind of right himself here quickly because this game is stupid and it's perfect time to go to break. Tennessee at Cleveland. Tennessee's 5.5 favorite. Over under is 46.5, and DeMarco Murray might not play. Even if he does, it's going to be a lot of Derrick Henry. So what do you think?
Tennessee in the over. I think Cleveland will have some comeback stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Hogan is going to be able to run wild all over Tennessee.
Nah,
so
it's Kizer. Kizer's back to starting.
Oh, I forgot Kizer is there. Okay, even worse. So no thank you. I'm going to definitely go Tennessee as well over Cleveland. That's the worst game. All right, we got more of these pick 'em coming up. Any of your fantasy questions, more than welcome to hit us up. Bogman, the Welsh in this league. Pavona, all of it. We'll be back.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Fantasy freestyle. I called this a long time ago. Andrew Luck has had a setback. He was finally practicing the last couple of weeks. They thought maybe he was going to play, you know, week 8 or week 9. No, he wasn't. I told you a long time ago that I don't think Andrew Luck is going to play at all this season. I don't think Andrew Luck is going to play at all this season. Why would you try to have Andrew Luck come back behind that offensive line for a lost season?
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. Licensed from DC-32.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore. But I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors. So you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today and unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
Fantasy Football Frenzy.
We've seen Sean Payton and Mark Ingram have their lovers quarrel in the past, you feel what I'm saying? But what we saw from Ingram with AP Dunn was the kind of workload we've been wanting from Ingram for a while now. He gets it done.
The biggest problem with Mark Ingram and why don't I have him ranked as an RB1, would it surprise you if he fumbles in his first five carries and Sean Payton sticks him on the sideline for the rest of the game?
Now,
that's just what Sean Payton does. He hates him.
Weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern.
Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Wanna bog, wanna very bog, bog. Boggy, boggy,
Marshawn
bog,
Lynch,
bog.
Marshawn Lynch, give him the ball.
The worst song. He's so bad. He's so stupid. He has a reality show. Have you seen that reality show he has?
No, I saw that he went to, Ireland or Scotland?
I don't know. He just does, like, weird things. That's all.
Yeah, he's a weird
guy. He says, like, dumb things. Like, hey, look, I'm going to drive a tank. And it's like, okay.
He's super, super smart, though. Super smart guy. He went to Cal. He helps. He's helped a bunch of his teammates with their 401k. He's a smart dude.
Really?
Just a weirdo.
Just like socially awkward?
Yep. That's really the thing. You know?
You ever go back, you ever want a really good laugh? Go back and search for college interviews with Marshawn Lynch. There's some guy, I don't know who the guy is. I went down this rabbit hole of him. And it's you know those moments, you know me, I get like really uncomfortable when people are like awkward. Like, that's why I can't watch, you know, those like fail, those like when it used to exist, American Idol, those like failed singing ones. I couldn't watch those.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like, it's this guy who obviously had some show with Cal, and he's like trying to interview Marshawn. And the guy literally is like, he's on stage with some other guy, and they're asked Marshawn a question. And he's just kind of like, and they're like, come on, big man, come on, man. You got to do it. You got to make a statement. He's like, yeah. And it's just all the videos that exist on the internet are of him just being like, yeah, you know, like he's never been in front of a camera.
He ran for like 300 or 400 yards in high school. And, he was, some local, you know, news people were asking him a question, and they're like, Marshawn, what do you think about that game? He's like, man, I'm just trying to scrounge up enough change to take my offensive line to Sizzler. It was so funny. It was just out of nowhere. It's just, here's a commercial for Sizzler. There you
like,
go.
Oh, man, you went to the wrong school, Marshawn. They're paying people over at Miami.
Eddie Lacy popped up out of nowhere and went, I'm on your offensive line, man.
China food? So. Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's continue this. Any questions, we're more than happy to break it. It can be on Twitter, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can call in if you'd like, 844 844- 84 FNTSY. But we're continuing some fantasy nuggets as we look at each game, spreads, over under. You guys can, you know, I mean, you guys should know this by now. You know, when you're looking, you can go and kind of go and start to pinpoint, you know, the high overs are good places to, you know, find some sneaky fantasy value out of. Or you might see some games that you think like, hey, this might be a big game and you've got low scoring in there. Maybe you can stream some defenses. So some places to help you out. Those are obvious points to many, but, you know, some people don't realize that. New Orleans at Green Bay. You would think this would be a fire fest, but the over-under is 48 because there's no Aaron Rodgers, unfortunately. 48's the over-under. 5.5 favorite is Nolens, which is weird to see, but it makes sense. What do you think?
I'm going to take New Orleans, and I'm going to go with the under on this one. That New Orleans defense, I said it before, if you watch the game against Detroit, they had 3 defensive touchdowns. That defense is playing very, very well. I think it's going to be a rough day for Brett Hundley. So I feel like New Orleans wins this one going away. This one could be like a 28-10 game or a 35-10 game, and that's hitting the under on both of those. So I'll take New Orleans in the under.
I like where you're going with this. I'm gonna play the money card here. There's a part of me, I've kind of got that, like, he's been there 3 years in the system. I'm not calling Tom Brady or anything like that, but you know what I mean? Like, guys, Aaron Rodgers did it under Brett Favre. You know, this is the thing that they do. They have him there for a reason. They didn't bring anybody in for a reason. I'm going to go Green Bay in a surprising win, and I'm going to go with the over here. I think Hundley's going to be able to make this offense work pretty decent. Some screen passes when you need to Ty Montgomery, set up the run that might even, you know, that alone may be an establishment for the under, but I'm going to go over and Green Bay. Give me those points. And I kind of like Brent Hundley in this game. Super sneaky play here. And he's just, I don't know. I'd rather take the upside at this point than even bother with players like Joe Flacco. I'm done with Jay Cutler. There's not a point where I feel I would need to walk into a game starting Jay Cutler. So unless you've got some of the obvious names.
I think in one of my leagues, I might have dropped Jay Cutler and picked up Brett Hundley.
Yeah, I'd rather start Brent Hundley, I think, at this point. So I like it. Kind of like Green Bay this week. I think Ty Montgomery will be sneaky. Aaron Jones, I'm hopeful they can establish everything. And really going to be key to see, you know, what type of connection he has with some of these receivers. There's a part of me that feels like Randall Cobb is going to be the biggest beneficiary. You know, he's the safety net.
Yeah, I don't know. Because he didn't get much action in the game last week, and it was Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson still. So to be honest, I think Randall Cobb may be the guy that loses the most just because, it's harder for the younger guys to go through their reads. In a lot of those routes, he's the third read.
That's a great point.
Second, and Nelson is one. But we'll see. I mean, you never know. Like, Robbie Anderson kind of came out of nowhere when Bryce Petty stepped up to play last year for the Jets. So there could be a random person in there. So you just kind of never know. So it's kind of up in the air.
It's going to be like safety versus progression. I like that idea. Will he be the safety net, or will progressions be the killer of Randall Cobb?
What about Jacksonville at Indianapolis? Jacksonville, the second time this year, they've been a road favorite. They're favored by 3. The over-under is 43.5. Leonard Fournette is, questionable at this point right now to play this game. He'll probably be okay, but he may not be playing at 100%. What do you think about this one?
I'm a little bit worried about this one. And this is the small over-under, but I'm going to take the under at 43.5. But I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I think Fournette, as he has done all season, is going to get his, but it's not going to be a 29 carry type of thing. You know, Chris Ivory was kind of sneaky last week. PPR option. We said this on our live reaction podcast we do on Sunday night, is that, like, he's doing what we thought TJ Yeldon would do. So I think Ivory will be relevant this week. Maybe, Chris Ivory or Tariq Cohen.
I'll go with Ivory just for the fact that Fournette may not play.
Okay. Well, I mean, if Fournette doesn't play, that changes a lot of this for me.
Or,
but
like,
either
even
way,
if he does play, he could come off the field more because of the ankle injury.
And see, I think that's possible. But, you know, I mean, we know Fournette in his third carry can break off a 60-yarder. So I think Fournette will still be as valuable as ever. Bortles is blah. Brissett, he's just a questionable fantasy option at this point. And I'm really worried about Frank Gore. Are you done with Frank Gore?
No,
it's hard to start. He doesn't do a whole lot.
The only reason I'm not is because Turbin's out for the year. That's the only reason I'm not done with him. So I think they kind of have to go back to him because, you know, they talked about this. We mentioned it, like, what's it going to be? Because they said Marlon Mack needs to see the ball more, but he's not a three-down back. And then Robert Turbin had as many snaps as Gore did last week, but then Robert Turbin's out for the year. So now it's Matt Jones, who they have, and Marlon Mack behind him. So I think Frank Gore's going to see a lot of work.
Who would you rather be starting on a week-to-week basis, though, Gore or Mack?
Gore still.
See, I'm leaning Mack.
Yeah, I mean,
return of the
Mack's the shiny new toy, and I do like him. I do like him more, but they just trust Gore, so I think they're going to go with him.
I do like shiny new toys.
I'm going to take Jacksonville, and I'm also going to go with the under. That defense for Jacksonville is for real, and I like Brissett. He's just not there yet. They don't have a good enough line for him to be anything.
Yeah. Anything. It's a rousing endorsement you have for them. The Arizona Cardinals versus the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are a 3.5 point favorite. How could that be? They have the greatest running back of all time is playing in this game, and it's not Todd Gurley. It's Adrian Peterson, my friend. 3.5 the Rams are favored by. Over-under is 47. Probably more about some of this offense, even though they've both got... the Cardinals' defense is questionable at best anymore, but the Rams still have a decent defense. But what do you think about this? 3.5 to the Rams, 47 is the over-under.
I'm definitely going with the under because I think both these defenses are pretty strong, and I don't think we're going to see the Cardinals get out to a lead and then allow a big comeback. So I'm going to take the Rams, and I'm going to go with the under. So I just don't see Peterson. We talked about it on the reaction show. I asked you, is this the best game that Adrian Peterson's going to have this season? And you said, yeah, probably. So I don't think it's going to be that good for him again. And Palmer's look kind of wonky. And the Rams defense has seemed to have gotten better almost every single week. So I'm going to go with the Rams in the under.
I am, over under 100 yards for Adrian Peterson.
Under.
Really?
Way under.
Oh, really? Way under?
Like 70. You know. Yeah, that's good for him.
I'll do a bet on 60.
I'll do a bet on 70.
And do a bet on 60?
No, I said
65.
70.
65. Nope. We'll meet in the middle.
70.
Okay. Hey, if you're scared,
who you pick a
bet. 65. 60. Who 65 is the over/under.
70. Okay. Then I'll take the over.
Okay. You got the over. I'm gonna go. This one is tough. Kind of want to go with the card. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I'm going to get a road win out of the Cardinals, but I am going to also go with the under. This is going to be a tough game. I think Todd Gurley is going to put up some points. I think they're going to blitz the hell out of Goff. But the Cardinals, they looked really good last week, and I think they have a formula to work with. And teams aren't going to be able to just, like, stack the box on the run. You know, just, okay, well, you're not going to run anywhere. We're going to double up on the receivers. The Cardinals still have a lot of good options at wide receiver. And Adrian Peterson looks revived, so I will go with Arizona in the under. How you like me now?
What about
Ish?
The you don't have a head. I cut it off.
Oh, yeah, let's Jets do this one Miami. Quick because we got a minute.
This is a boring one. Jets at Miami. Miami is favored by 3, over-under 38.5. Miami is 12-4 in their last 16 games, by the way. Even with the super uninspiring Jay Cutler, they've been pretty damn solid. So Jets... We're on the winning streak. They had that controversial call. It looked like they could have beat the Pats. They were hanging with them. What do you think about this one?
I'm going to go Miami and the over. It's kind of a trap. I think that's what they want you to do. It's 38.5. That's a low number. But, you know, the Jets can put up some points. Miami knows how to put up some points. It's going to swing a little bit if Parker doesn't play. So I'm a little bit worried about that. What do you got real quick?
Jets over. Jets and over. Come on, McCown.
Let's go. You're a Jet fan. All right. Well, Humpty Hump back here in just a couple minutes. We got more of In This League coming up. It's Boggling the Welsh. Talk to you soon.
Are Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559. 800-894-5559.
Roto experts.
Bottom line is, he doesn't really deserve to be suspended.
We're talking as analysts, not as Cowboy fans. You can't say you're not worried about it.
The lead investigator said there should not be any. The NFL
Cowboy fan talking.
Listen, how is that a Cowboy fan talking?
You're talking all positive spins on this.
When the NFL's lead investigator.
You're talking all positive spins on this. He's telling people not to be worried just because he wants Ezekiel Elliott not to be suspended.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to steinersports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to steinersports.com/box today.
Fantasy. First look.
This Colin Kaepernick stuff has got me crazy. Colin Kaepernick fell victim to being a marginal quarterback at best. And for people to think that he could start for the Packers is absurd and ludicrous. If he could throw the ball and throw 30 touchdowns a year, he'd have a job in the National Football League. The guy can't play, and he ain't going to be with the Green Bay Packers.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe, and I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
You can do your part to delete blood cancer, because that's what the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have done, is they have partnered together with DKMS to delete blood cancer. If you want to find out more information, how you can help be a donor, do the good work that needs to be done in the world, because if you don't do it, who is going to? Other people? Well, don't have that mentality in life. You got to step up and you got to do you. And when you do that, you can help out the rest of the world, just like our buddy Chris Pavona has done. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS right now. You can sign up. You can find out how you can donate. You can find out that you can be a donor. You can, you know, if it's money or being a donor, either one of those. While you do, you'll be sent to a nice little website that has information where you can also have your shot at winning two Super Bowl tickets this year. You can click the link. It'll take you to Fantasy Draft, and they have a weekly contest. It's completely free. You build your lineup, and if you win, you get put in the finals, which in week 17, 16, each week's winners, they will go up head-to-head against each other, and one person will win after they've built their perfect lineup, and they will win the tickets to the Super Bowl. So all you got to do is dailyroto.com/DKMS. You can help out, and you can benefit a little bit yourself. We always like to benefit. I'd like to go to the Super Bowl. Never done that.
Yeah, the one caveat there is you have to take the Welsh or me.
Yeah, we've already. I mean, yeah, maybe you're right. I thought we made that clear, but maybe we didn't make it clear enough. If you win, you're not going to be able to, like, take your girlfriend or your friend.
Right.
Or your significant other, whatever it
is. Your girlfriend doesn't need to be going anyway. It needs to be the Wilshire Eye.
Yeah, why would you do that? Like, I mean, man, that opens up a whole other thing. Like, you're around your significant other all the time. Make this a guy's trip and make it with
Pavona said if he wins, he's going to take his puppy. How horrible is that?
You're going to take your puppy?
Can't you just walk in with a puppy? God,
Pavona's the worst right now.
Pavona, can't you register it as, like, a therapy puppy or something? And
but
that's
exactly what
I'm trying to do.
You
did. Well, there you go. You can take the puppy and then us.
No, but he's a new doggy dad. You just got a dog, so like we're friends on Facebook, of course. But like, I haven't looked. I imagine there's 4,000 pictures of your dog, like in your phone right now.
Five.
The last 13 pictures are of your dog, right?
Five. The last five are.
Well, but you obviously you got to take like 12 pictures to get one good shot. So you've got at least 50 current photos of your dog.
No, I've got like six, I think, actually.
What's his name? If it's a Disney character, you're fired.
No, it's okay. Doc. Not Doc, okay, Doc, like, from Snow White. Yes, from Back to the Future.
Okay. Okay, not like, okay. Yeah, not like the dwarf.
No.
Okay. What kind of dog?
He is a mix of a Cocker Spaniel and a, it says Beagle, but he looks more like a mix of a Cocker Spaniel and a Dachshund. Wiener dog.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's two phallic jokes that are existing in there. He's essentially a wiener dog and a Cocker Spaniel. Let's just sit on that for a second. Doc is a...
You're welcome.
I can't say it. I can't do the rhyming. Doc is a Cocker Spaniel. Okay, that's good. I like it. All right, Pavona. Congratulations on your...
You officially hijacked half of this segment. We talked about your dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got what you wanted. Are there tweets out there? Can we see the dog at some point?
I'll try and send pictures to you guys.
You said it's on your Facebook, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can we tell all the listeners to go find you personally on Facebook so they can invade your life?
Do they want to?
I don't know. Send them dog treats. Yeah. That stuff's expensive. It's really expensive. So no joke there. All right. By the way, our poll, FNTSY Radio, we've got up the worst injury of all time. Kevin Ware is winning, but it's starting to come down. So if you guys actually take it upon yourself, like I told you, you got to take advantage and go on to DKMS and make be the change, my friends. Well, you can be the change on this injury thing because Joe Theismann, he's coming back. He might have had his leg shattered into 1,000 pieces and ended his career, but he is making a comeback here. The gap is closing between Kevin Ware and Joe Theismann on this. And a new one came in. Our boy Ray, who's on Twitter at Colts00GT, he brought up Marcus Lattimore was a pretty bad one.
That one was horrible.
And the 49ers were like, okay, we'll take you. You'll recover.
I loved how after that, too, he's like, I don't know what they're doing drafting me.
That was the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, he's like, I was surprised that they even drafted me. Like, just take your paycheck and run. You know how many running backs have just taken their paycheck and ran with the 49ers? Glenn Coffey, Marcus Lattimore. There's probably others that I'm not thinking of. Thomas Clayton.
Well, there's all kinds of players that retired way too early playing for the Niners. But yeah. At least they're not like the Lions, who have had legends retire early because they just don't want to play for the Lions anymore. Like Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders, so...
I mean, that's a little bit questionable with the Niners as well. No linebacker wants to be a 49er. All right, let's pick back up. Baltimore at Minnesota. We're doing our spreads and a little bit of fantasy info. Baltimore, Minnesota. Minnesota's favored by 5.5. Looks like it's going to be Case Keenum, and the over-under is 40.
I'm going to take Minnesota in the over in this game. Baltimore is not that good, but maybe they get a little garbage time catch-up. I think Minnesota's going to run away with this game. Minnesota still plays pretty good defense.
I mean, I'd like to have a little bit more information on Stephon Diggs. He didn't practice on Wednesday, so not that I don't think he's the determining factor if they don't. I mean, my guy, as we call him, Laybog Treadwelsh, made the most amazing catch ever, and we just need more of it. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go. What did you do? You said Minnesota in the under?
Minnesota in the over for me.
I'm going to go Minnesota in the over as well. I'm in agreement with you. My game of the week, which has been hard to watch. This one is really particularly hard to watch because, like if I could get one win out of the season, I want it from one of two teams. The Arizona Cardinals, which we play twice, or we don't get every single year, the Dallas Cowboys. That's where I get a little bit of enjoyment out of. The Dallas Cowboys go into San Francisco. They are 6-point favorites, and the over-under is a 46.5. And Bogman, the Niners, have only lost five straight games by three or less. So what do you think?
I mean, Dallas is coming off the bye. They get Zeke for the weekend. I'm still going to take Dallas. I'm going to take
new quarterback with the Niners.
Yeah, I'm gonna, that's also why I'm going to take the under in this one. I like C.J. Beathard, but he's not the answer for the Niners at quarterback for the long term. So I know they want to see what he's got, but I don't think it means that they're going to be putting up a lot of points, so I'm going to go with Dallas in the under.
Well, I'm going to go San Francisco. I mean, five straight games of losing by three or less. I think they can make this close-ish. I'm gonna go with you on the under as well. This might be a little scattery, but I mean, this could get out of control. This could be just handed to Zeke while we're dealing with all this bull crap, and it's Zeke all day long. Though
it seems to like, you know, Brady when he had his suspension stuff, like he came back and was just lights out. It seems like this stuff, and obviously because it's still going on, it's really hanging over Zeke's head, you know. And it's affecting him negatively, very much so.
Well, I was going to say also, do you think there could be an element of, like, yes, he's available to go this week, but they might want to establish McFadden and Morris just a little bit more in this game, knowing that, like, Elliott's very likely going to be out, so you might see a little bit
run
less
until
of Elliott
his wheels
than usual?
Fall off. Get as much out of Elliott as you possibly can would be what I would be doing.
That's probably a good point. All right, Cincinnati at your Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are favored by 5.5. The over-under is 41.5.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh in the over. I'm hoping that the offense clicks here. And I know Cincinnati's offense has been clicking much, much better since firing their offensive coordinator. Under Bill Lazor, Andy Dalton's quarterback rating is like 116. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I still think they can win this one by a touchdown, but I see this as like a 38-31 type of game.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm going to go Pittsburgh as well over on this one. I think we could see I think this could be a good Joe Mixon game, finally, like an actual good Joe Mixon game. You know, we're going to see. Do you disagree or agree?
No, I don't agree. Their offensive line is bad. I think 19% of Joe Mixon's runs have gone for 1 or 0 yards. So it's not looking good. They need to, what Cincinnati needs to do is throw to set up the run. It's what Pittsburgh has done like the last couple of years. They really need that, you know, some quick hitters to kind of back those linebackers and corners off a little bit to open up that run because the offensive line is so bad.
A lot of A.J. Green. You can expect a lot of A.J. Green. It'd be interesting to see what Kroft does in this game, the Tomb Raider, what he will end up doing, you know, is the new tight end. So I will be on the lookout for that one. Denver Broncos at the Clippers, the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 1.5, and the over-under is 41.5.
Denver and the under. I think Denver wins this one like 24-3 or something. The Chargers are not good. They've gotten lucky 2 weeks in a row. I'm not buying it 3 weeks in a row. No way. They're not a good team.
I think I agree with you here. I mean, C.J. Anderson really crapped the bed for a lot of people. I think you could get a steady. I like Jamal Charles in this game as like a sneaky option. Would you? Oh, Jamal Charles or Tariq Cohen?
Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I like Charles as a sneaky like flex option this week. So I'm going to go same as you. I'm going to go Denver and the under. We're picking too many of the same here. Seattle Giants. Seattle's favored by 5.5. The over-under is 40.
I'm going to take the Giants, and I'm going to take I'll go with the over in this one. The Giants offense looked a lot. They played smarter and better against Denver. And they're kind of on a roll, and that defense looked super, super strong against the Seahawks' horrible, awful offensive line. I think the Giants might roll right over the Seahawks in this game.
Really? I'm going to go Seattle in the under here. I don't like the over. I think that's funny. I think the exact opposite. I think this could be one of those, like, 24-3 games. I just think
Russell Wilson is much better than Trevor Siemian, but I don't know, man. That offensive line, they just lost Jokel for the year. It's bad. It is bad in Seattle, and they look dominant. JPP had the three sacks. That defensive line is coming together for the Giants. Mm-hmm. They know they have to step up, and I think they're going to.
You know how people, like, have you ever heard, like, people have numbers that are attached to them in life? Like there's, like, numerologists that are like, oh, you're an 8 or you're a 7. JPP is definitely a 3. That would definitely be his number, if you know what I mean. All right. Last two games Coming up, we've got Atlanta, New England, Washington, and Philly. And we close out our injury talk. It's Bogman the Welsh.
We'll be back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Are you looking for the most complete college football coverage on Saturday morning? Then tune into College Football Today with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We break down every FBS conference, give you expert in-depth game analysis, and provide you with game predictions to get you set for kickoff. Your Saturday will be rocking as we talk with your favorite players from every school. Tune in every Saturday morning and start your tailgate off with us. We have you covered.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer four questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
This league.
Ezekiel Elliott. Is this exhibition suspension? Like, nothing counts. When does it actually really happen? They need to make this like a televised thing. It's a pay-per-view event. Let's get Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor to handle the proceedings and stuff will get done.
We're going to do this like Game of Thrones, like they're going to have a champion.
Yes, it's one night. MGM Grand will put the court hearings in a ring. Michael Buffer will set it up. He'll give the announcement of the ruling, and then it's done with.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
I'm not going to lie. I'm now in love with Pavona's dog. During the break, he sent us a picture on our messenger, and this is the cutest freaking dog I've ever seen in my life, and it makes me upset that I'm not holding it right now, squeezing its little snout, because that's all I want to do, and it's pissing me off. So get this dog off of here. He's too cute. I can't handle it. Last two. Atlanta at New England. New England's favored by 3.5. The over-under is 55. Jesus, that's a stark difference from the rest of these games here. What do you think, Bugs?
Give me the Dirty Birds in the over. They get it right against this awful, horrible Patriots defense.
Okay, I like the over. That's a no-brainer here, but I'm going to go New England because Tom Brady. That's a simple reason behind that. Start all the guys everywhere. This is the game of games for sure. Final, Washington at Philly. Philly is favored by 4.5. The over-under is 48.5. I can guarantee you one thing in this game for sure. Terrell Pryor will suck, but what do you think?
Oh, man, Wentz looked really good last week. The Philly defense is super strong. Washington barely beat your Niners. I feel like this is a trap game 100%, yeah. But I'm going to take Philly, and I'm going to go with the under.
I'm going to go Redskins in the over, complete opposite of you.
I like it. We got an opposite one, complete opposite.
Finally,
I don't think
it's
we had
time.
Many of those.
All right, as we end out the show here, where is our poll? Let's go look here. The worst sports injury you've ever seen. Gordon Hayward, Kevin Ware, Willis McGahee, Joe Theismann. Kevin Ware is still rocking with it at 40%. Depends when you listen to this. If you're listening on demand, there might be still time to vote pretty much until Thursday night or something like that. We had some good submissions. We had Marcus Lattimore, Sean Livingston, Sid Vicious might have been the big write-in because did he make your top three, did you say?
Yes. Yeah, he would definitely make my top three. It was gross. After Kevin Ware. I'd go Ware, Sid Vicious, Sean Livingston.
Oh, man. I feel like we're missing one.
I'm sure there's a million injuries every year, so yeah, we're missing a ton of them. I tell you, the one that I knew that was horrible was a Trent Green concussion. I think I've told you about this. I can't remember his name. The dude with the long hair who plays for the Bengals drove his shoulder into Trent Green's head 6 inches away from the ground, and then his head ricocheted off the ground, and it just he had no idea where he was. It was bad.
The head injuries, they totally freak me out. Well, I will be sure to never see any of these. It's funny we do this list and I'm trying to relive them. I've just avoided them enough. I mean, the Bryant Young one happened when I was so young that, it's still there, though. I don't have, massive amount of memories from, the early 90s of, watching my 49ers outside of Jerry Rice's greatness and stuff like that. The big defensive thing is, Bryant Young's leg in the dirt somewhere else. So I don't know. It's just and the networks too, they try to do this line, we don't want to show it, but hey everybody, let's zoom in for 12 minutes and talk about how horrific this is. And they always like to start
they've
it off
gotten
with,
better about that.
Yeah,
they've
but they're always like that. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's any small children or you might have an adverse reaction to something like this, we advise you to look away, and then we are going to play it for 15 straight minutes on a loop. That's what they like to do. And then we have our good friends who work at reputable sites like Fangraphs troll us with pictures of Gordon Hayward going,
Don't forget he also sent the Jason Kendall one, which could have made that list. That one was pretty bad, too.
That one was pretty bad. Connor Barwin. That one was horrible.
Yeah.
Why Connor Barwin trolled the internet by he's like, hey, look at me, everybody. Remember, my ankle was a completely different direction as well. It's horrible. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the show. We probably made you a little bit sick. Maybe made you laugh. Maybe made you cry just a little bit. I don't know. But tune in every week, Wednesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Go check out the podcast. Search In This League and you'll find it all. And don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Sports News Desk with Tony Kitsenkata. See you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.